Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
Shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, my reindeer pizzas? Corey Vincent here. Video Game Bang is the podcast. And no, I'm not drunk anymore. In fact, I've had like 3 cups of coffee today, so I'm feeling it. Aaron, are you feeling it right now? Look at me. Look at my eyes, brother. Are you feeling it right now?
That's horrible. Are you trying to be like a WWE wrestler?
No, that would be... I'd be threatening you with a chair. And I'd be trying to put you through a table.
Oh, I thought you were going for the tag team thing.
Oh.
Wow. But so you just went straight to...
Fighting you, yeah.
Okay.
No, I've offered... I've given you the olive branch of trying to be tag team partners in the past, and you've turned me down every time.
Well, I mean, that's neither here nor there.
If he was a reindeer on Santa's squad, he'd be the Vixen.
No.
Aaron Carter, how you doing?
I didn't even know there was one named Vixen.
Of course there's one named Vixen. That's the slutty one.
Yeah,
that's,
no, I wouldn't be that one. Clearly wouldn't be that one.
No?
Dasher, probably.
Why?
Because he has the coolest name.
Dashers.
Not
Dashers.
Comet?
No, right. Comet, no. Come on. Comet. A cleaner? Really?
Better than Ajax.
Yeah, exactly.
Where's Francis?
Yeah, exactly. We knew where that was going.
Hear his voice. He'd be blitzing the real David Webb.
Hey, I'm okay with that.
You okay? Okay.
I don't know.
Is there one you wouldn't have been okay
blitzing
with?
Blitzen sounds like a stoner.
Huh?
Blitzen sounds like a stoner.
Well,
there it is.
How? Okay. My one question for this is, what makes a reindeer slutty?
Well, her name.
Just her name.
Yeah.
Their antlers.
Is it spelled with a Y?
What she
Is
wears.
Is that what makes her slutty?
Yeah, it's what she wears. Do you see the way Vixen wears her fur?
Yeah.
Right.
And only her fur.
This is,
Look at all her jingle bells.
There you
ho, ho, ho! See what I did there? That's a Santa noise.
That's horrible.
Oh!
She is on the show joining us for her last time, at least in studio, in the Sacramento area. She's
for
moving
now.
Away. This is a very sad occasion for VGB because it seems like we just started to get to know her. If she was a reindeer, she'd be Cupid.
Oh.
The Maid of Might.
Is there a Cupid?
There's a Cupid.
Yeah, Cupid is one.
I don't know the names of the reindeer.
Do you have a list up
Dasher,
in front of
you? Prancer, Vixen.
Oh, Cupid. I should have said David was Prancer. I forgot about Prancer. Damn,
that's
it, that
would
have been a zinger.
That's the one I would not have wanted.
Rudolph.
To I forgot there was a Prancer as well.
How many reindeers
12?
Are there?
There's 12, right?
On Ooh. Donner. On I can't even get it. My wife Donner. Knows them all in order, but
Donner, Prancer,
Comet,
Cupid. Prancer.
Prancer.
We can't do this.
Rudolph.
Yes, I said Rudolph.
Yeah, but he was kind of an add-on last minute.
So
he's the leader.
Jessica, you got to have a lot of fun this last weekend. Give us a recap.
Yes.
How'd it go?
I was at Paradise City Comic Con in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and it was super fun.
Tell us all the details.
So in California right now, it's cold as butt, and it was like raining for a while. But in Florida, it's really hot still.
Ugh.
It's like humid and muggy. But, you know, it was really nice, a little break from the cold. But it was fun. Like, Paradise City was great. I got to meet George Perez, who's a really, like, classic OG artist. I got to meet Robbie Rodriguez, who is literally the creator of Spider-Gwen's design. And all sorts of people. So it was a really good time.
VGB, we're on our last leg over here, guys. I'm going to be honest. If you're listening to the show, if you're watching on Twitch, I'm beat down. I feel like we've been so busy. Like, this last weekend was one of the most busy VGB weekends, probably because we had the Christmas party, and against better judgment, we decided to schedule it the day before the Sac Gamer Sexpo.
Well, we did that the last time, too.
It's just because you
after.
Didn't want me to come. I know it.
Last time, it wasn't.
It was
last
after, right? It was the day after,
No,
right?
I don't think so. Because the last time, it was on a Sunday as well.
Huh.
And we were closer to Christmas. The Christmas party was closer to Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, put it this way. If last year, Sac Gamer Expo was the day after the Christmas party, there's no way I would have made it. This time, I barely made it.
half dead.
I can't safely say how I was on the Christmas show because I don't fully remember it. I don't listen to it ever. Every time we've done a Christmas show, I've never listened to it. I never watch it. I like, because I'm afraid that it'll taint the experience. I'll see something and I'll be like, oh my God, I look like a jackass. I'm never going to do that again. And I don't want to do that because I enjoy entertaining the people. I think people enjoy it.
I'll watch it for you.
That's what people tend to do. How was my, rate my performance? I didn't throw up. That was good.
Oh, no. Then you won. You won the Christmas party if you didn't vomit.
How was it, Aaron? How did
I mean, it was a lot milder, I guess, than the previous year.
Yeah, it felt more, way more mild.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it was manageable. You just had a lot of forgetfulness. That's what you had.
Oh, a ton of forgetfulness.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is I did the exact opposite of Corey. Last year, the next day, I rewatched the episode.
How did it make you feel?
Well, this year I had 2 beers. Through the entire night, so that pretty much sums it up.
Hmm.
Better,
but yeah. Awesome. It was actually kind of more interesting viewing it from more of Aaron's sober perspective.
Eyes.
Yeah,
sober eyes.
See, I, knock on wood, have never gotten blackout drunk. I always remember. Am I proud of myself? Not necessarily, but I always remember.
What do you mean? Oh,
I see. Okay. I was like, are you not right. proud of yourself for not getting blackout drunk?
I was gonna say that's what I thought it was
but
too.
Like,
yeah.
I'm coherent. I know what I'm doing, you even know, if it's stupid.
You just can't.
I'm
stop
aware.
It.
Yes. Yeah.
I think I do remember just having fun. The White Elephant seemed to go pretty good. We had.
What'd you get?
I ended up walking away with an Ash and the Evil Dead pop vinyl.
Oh. Could be worse.
Could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, there was actually.
I kind of wanted that Moleskine Joker book journal that I had.
Like, you wanted it?
I wanted that.
It looked like you kept trying to give it away when you were watching it.
This is why you truth. Like you no. hide it under your butt and then no one wants it after
well,
that.
It's true.
Well, Steven tried that and they still took his.
Yeah.
What was his?
He had that DC
graphic
comic
novel,
the
with,
graphic
the,
novel
with the Blu-ray.
And the Blu-rays.
Oh, who took it?
Trent.
See, I just lay on the puppy dog eyes and I'm like, don't take my present. This is what I want.
That would have been good for some people, but not for Gaming Since Gaming.
No.
He showed up, I remember him being there this time.
Yeah.
It was nice to actually meet Gaming Since
Gaming.
Did
he get things stolen a bunch?
Well, no, he steals things.
Yeah, he likes
spite.
To just take
he
stuff
goes,
out of spite, yeah.
Nobody's taken anything yet. Guess what? I'm stealing that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, last year at a Secret Santa, White Elephant, I got this really cool R2-D2 like mobile speaker thing, and I use it constantly. But somebody wanted it, and I just gave him these puppy eyes, like, please don't take it. This is the only thing I want.
Yeah, he just said in the chat room, Gaming Since Gaming in the chat just said, I would have taken your shit.
Or I would have just ran. Ran!
Why do they call it White Elephant?
I don't know. Because it's
they,
weird?
Back in the day, they used to give
White Elephants.
White Elephants.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
What if there was a White Elephant exchange and literally all it was like stuffed animals that were white elephants? Or like a White Elephant coffee mug.
It's also called Yankee Swap.
That's different.
Okay, I've never heard
Yankee Swap. Is,
it says White Elephant Exchange or Yankee Swap.
Yankee Swap is for the 4th of July.
Is that what that is?
Exchange? I have no clue. No,
I think Yankee Swap is like it's a twist. There's a twist to it.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm getting my information from the office, so could be wrong.
After that, of course, we went to the Sac Gamers Expo, which was very productive. It always is. I feel like we get more done at the Sac Gamers Expo because we have the booth. Macy Rose joined us again, and she was an amazing Mrs. Claus. Not to be outdone, our very own Steven Gutierrez donned the Santa Claus suit, and he was just... He was like a whole different man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is not that Steven is not a Steven I've ever seen before.
Was he spreading cheer and joy?
He seriously was. Like,
so much cheer and joy.
I was expecting it to be Creepy Claws and the whole angle would be like, oh yeah, we'll creep people out, but then Macy's beautifulness will draw them back in.
It'll like equal itself out.
Yeah. What we ended up having is like a super amazing Mrs. Claus and then a Santa who actually brought holiday cheer to people's lives. And that felt way better than having a Creepy Claus.
It did.
Yeah, yeah. No charges were
charges were filed. Yeah.
I think that my Santa illusions have been crushed because last year I did a princess event and there was a Santa there and he was real creepy. I was friends with Elsa that day and I was doing like the ice pose or whatever. Mm-hmm. And my handler said, "Oh my gosh, Elsa, don't freeze us." And Santa says to me, "Oh, don't worry. She couldn't freeze me. She makes me way too hot."
Oh.
God. And forever Santa was ruined.
Why? That's a gentleman-like comment.
No.
Yes.
The worst.
That's terrible.
That's interesting.
I thought that was
so bad. It's like something out of a bad movie.
Yeah.
Yep. That's why I'm not allowed to wear costumes of Santa anymore.
Yeah.
That one event. Yep.
Well,
yep,
that it was Corey. During their Christmas party.
It was a legit old man. His beard was real.
Oh, geez. That makes it
terrifying.
Somewhat worse, I think.
Sexy. We got to meet Andre Meadows again. Great guy. We met his cohort, Katie Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
I got to actually have a good conversation with her. Super, like, every bit that you see of her on her YouTube channel and everything was what you got. Pretty inspirational person. Kind of came from nowhere doing the YouTube thing. Their panel was pretty funny. Did you you guys saw part of it? I know you guys sat in on it. One of the more entertaining panels, Sean Long, of course, who you saw on the show last week, was there. Overall, super great event. They hit their attendance, and it's already confirmed there's going to be another one.
Nice.
So it did well enough to where. So it was Chris, who runs the whole thing, is a great guy. His intentions of it aren't like, let's start this con and make a bunch of money. You know, he wanted to bring a specific, more of a niche convention for gaming specific to the to Sacramentans.
You think he'll change the venue, same place?
I think it'll probably be the same place.
Okay.
You know, because it felt comfortable. It didn't feel like there was way too many people.
No. It's definitely felt comfortable.
Yeah.
I was just thinking that I really like that West Sacramento place.
Oh, yeah. The one
that's
where
that's a downgrade.
The Indie Arcade?
Yeah.
Two floors?
Yeah, the Indie Arcade place, that's a small venue. That couldn't house as many people.
Isn't it always the goal to, like, advance?
Yeah, you want to get...
Grow?
That's where we'll have the first VGB con. How about that?
Looks cool.
The West Sacramento place?
Yeah. BangCon.
I like it. Nope.
Yep.
No?
Workshop.
No,
you
don't
want
to workshop. Different crowd. Santa. We'll invite Santa to BangCon.
Oh, he'll be there.
That's that specific
Your
Santa
will come.
He won't
even, she's there?
He won't even dress up.
Vomit.
At all.
Stop.
And then we still got more to go. I mean, New Year's is coming around. We have I will be in Vegas starting this weekend for MLG Vegas and is it 2GG0 a gaming event. It's going to be nuts. And then New York trip. And these guys are going to be holding down the studio for a solid 2 weeks. Can you guys handle all that?
We might be doing some interesting things.
Mm.
Yeah.
Can you phrase that differently?
We might be doing some very interesting things.
That's better.
Are you inviting Santa?
He no. might make a cameo.
No, he won't.
His clothes may not make a cameo.
So it's just going to get worse and worse.
Is Voss available to do the show? Because Santa's going to be here.
Voss is too busy working on his mixtape, apparently.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Was he trying to sell you his mixtape?
No, you were trying to sell me his mixtape.
Was I? Oh, no! Gosh, I want to dig more deep into that subject, but I just can't. Because it's time for...
What you playing?
What you playing? The gods have decided that this is the time to play it. Jessica is on her way out. Will she be able to leave Sacramento in front of Aaron as far as points? I recalculated them all just minutes before the show started. And Jessica's only down by 300 points.
Wow.
So, Aaron, got to bring your A game if you want to keep the lead. Jessica, you know, you can go out a legend, essentially, is what you have the chance to do.
I remember, make a prediction that you're going to go out a legend.
That'd be great. Webb has no idea how the game is played, obviously, because he has negative points.
No, Webb knows exactly how the game is played.
I had to recalculate, and you're at negative points.
Which is weird. Because usually I'm playing the same games as you guys.
Yeah.
Are you noticing a trend there?
You're a copycat.
A dickish trend, yeah.
A dickish trend. Well, if anybody would know one, it would be you.
Oh,
I don't know. That was terrible. Yeah, that wasn't even a good
that's
one.
That's not one of your
Yeah,
best.
I'm not on my A game. Let's go ahead and start with last place. Go ahead. What are you doing, Webb?
Overwatch.
Christmas update.
Christmas update. I beat Portal. And then moved to the Christmas update for Overwatch.
How's the snowball dealio? Have you done that?
Yeah, it's a thing.
Is it similar to the zombie thing?
No, the zombie one was way better.
Oh, the zombie thing was so good.
It's just one shot, one kill.
It's a snowball fight.
Is it like dodgeball?
No. You have like a, it's a new map. You run around as May. Everybody's May. Oh. And you have one shot, and then you have to go and reload. Like, find snow to reload into your gun. One shot will end the person. And then it's, like, permadeath until the next round.
Wow.
It's a good mode. It's a little frustrating, because, you know, you get shot early on, and then you're just...
Oh, like, yeah, then you're just like, waiting well...
The whole time. Yeah.
There goes that.
But it's a quick mode to play, to if you want to get those loot boxes.
I don't know if it is. It feels like it takes forever. I was having way better luck with the 6v6 holiday randomness.
Oh no, well, that took forever for us. And I was playing with a group of people, and still it felt like it was taking forever. Hmm. We definitely did the, because we would just mop through people with the May Snowball Challenge. That was good.
I don't think they'll beat Junkenstein's Revenge.
No.
Though.
Unless
me.
They do
they
another
put
version of
so
it.
So much production value into Junkenstein's Revenge, so it was
really fun.
Yeah, it paid off. Okay. So Webb, you've been playing Overwatch, you beat Portal, so you beat a game?
I did.
Oh, okay, I'll put that in the calculations. Wow, you still ended up with negative points.
Yep.
Damn it.
Wow, who saw that coming?
Jeez.
Definitely not me. Exactly. Wow, I'm 100% surprised.
I don't know. I
100%.
You said it was Portal 1 or Portal 2?
1.
Okay, that's probably what it was.
Yeah.
Let me see. Oh, let me calculate. Carry the zero. Yep. Okay. Yeah.
Carry zero.
Still negative points.
Did you divide it?
I did divide it.
Did you do the square root?
No, but I did back the thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
Nope. That's where you went wrong.
You still got negative points. What you been playing, Aaron?
Of course, Overwatch. Did the update as well, and I actually hopped back on Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go.
They had a update as well on that bad boy, so I went and I caught my Ditto, my first Ditto, actually I like the way that they implemented it, where you don't know it's a Ditto. It's not like it's popped up on the screen.
Really?
It's a
Are you
Ditto.
Serious?
Is it like some other Pokemon?
Yeah.
So I was
be like a Pidgey
I
or something.
Caught a Pidgey, and then it goes, oh. Then all of a sudden, it just morphs and like blobs into...
What?
A Ditto, and it's like, hey, I'm here.
Let's be honest, though. There is a bit of a tell when you're trying to catch a level 10 Pidgey with like a Ultra Ball,
and it
pops out. I'm like, all right, you're a Ditto.
I mean, I didn't know
at
the time, though.
Does it transform when you're battling it or after
no,
you catch
after
it?
No, after you capture it. Yeah, when you capture it, it goes.
So Ultra Ball's on everything?
Might
until
as well,
I get
yeah.
a Ditto.
Yep.
Just keep on throwing.
Webb pitched it like he was Jeff Foxworthy. He's like, if you are a level 10 Pidgey
terrible.
And you break out of an Ultra Ball,
you might be a Ditto. That's terrible.
I didn't even cross my mind, but I could see
so
that.
So bad, Webb.
Ditto is
I'll give
my
you,
favorite
I'll give
Pokemon,
you a few points for that. You're still way negative, but I'll give
Yay.
You terrible points.
yeah,
Aaron,
that's,
so did you go on a walk when you were playing this?
When I went, I did it at the con and I did it at work as well. So, I mean.
Playing games at work, that does not look good on the scorecards.
Right. Oh, wow, really?
And then I think we did a pretty good job, though, when we were talking about the, when we were making our predictions for the skins in Overwatch.
Yeah, we were kind of almost
Santa
spot
Torbjorn.
On.
We nailed that one because that one was kind of
leaked. That one was leaked.
That was kind of leaked. But the Nutcracker, we were off a little bit because we thought Soldier would be the Nutcracker. It ended up being Zenyatta, which is one of my favorite skins.
Yeah, and I got that one like right off the bat. I didn't get it with the free box, but my very next box, I got it.
We have Rudolph, Roadhog.
Is that what he was? Because he just looked like something like the Christmas vomited on him.
Well, he's
pretty
got,
much.
He's got the
Rudolph
red,
to me.
He's got the red belly button.
Yeah, but then he has like elf gear.
Kinda, but yeah. He's got the reindeer ears.
Like I thought he was just like a Christmas disaster. I didn't get Rudolph.
Yeah, pretty much. I think they missed out a huge opportunity in making Junkrat the Rat King.
Yeah,
yeah.
They should have done that.
They
should have
done that.
Really, I don't know why Roadhog even got a skin because he was such a badass Frankenstein the last one. Like,
what's his skin for this one?
It's
a Rudolph.
Weird Rudolphy one.
Yeah. He has
you talk Roadhog. Sorry.
Yeah, no,
Junkrat didn't get anything.
Junkrat.
The only thing Junkrat got was there's a little note on Roadhog's gun that says from Junkrat. Like it was a gift from him.
Oh, that's cool.
That's a little cool little nod.
I like the candy cane that he has to do his hook.
Yeah, the candy cane hook.
See, like, that even threw me off. Like, just go with the Rudolph theme.
Wow.
It's too Christmassy.
He threw it. Yeah, he's the...
His design aesthetic is so convoluted.
Wow.
What about Yeti Winston? Did we?
That's the best one.
That one's pretty good.
That Hands is a down, good one, yeah.
Best one.
I wouldn't say it's the best one, but best it's a good one.
What else beats that?
May.
No.
No.
Yes.
Maze is okay.
Two skins. Why?
She's got
the
Santa.
Mrs. Claus, basically, or yeah. Santa Claus. And whenever she turns into the ice, she turns into a snowman.
That's the best part.
Yeah.
So, okay.
There you go.
But still, the Yeti one is just badass as all hell.
Yeah.
Fair is really cool, too.
Reaper's is cool, too. I just don't like the snowflake on the back of his.
Yeah, his vest. A little chintzy.
Yeah, because it could have gone like I could have used that skin on him all year round. But now the snowflake is like, I'll just use it for Christmas.
Elsa. You're looking at the Elsa snowflake Reaper. All the time or something.
But still, I can't, like, I change it. After the Halloween one, I'm not using any more Halloween skins.
Oh, no, I still keep all my...
My Zenyatta one, that's my probably my permanent skin.
Oh, no, yeah, with the... The skull Yada. Yeah, that's good. That's a really good one. He's actually had some very good skins
for
these events.
You can't buy the skins after the event's over, right?
Nope. Which is stupid, in my opinion.
So sad.
Aaron, is that it? Is that what you've been playing?
Yeah. And then my Spanish coach. That's about it.
All right. Wow. I thought you were going to come at us a little bit stronger. But it looks like you made points, unlike Web over here. You have positive points.
Wow.
But I don't know if it's going to be enough to hold back Jessica.
Wow. Wait, what?
That's crazy.
Who saw that coming?
I don't know.
This game.
What you been playing, Jessica?
So I had a crap ton of time on the plane to and from Florida. So I just been playing Pokemon. Pokemon.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, dang.
Yep, I know.
Wow, really?
Still working on coming. My Pokedex. That is my main objective, even more so than the storyline.
So how are you liking the island challenges as opposed to gym battles?
I like them. I really do. I like being able to get... Okay, mostly my thing is I want all the evolutions. So I like that somewhere hidden in whatever trial, there's a stone. Like the fire stone and the water stone. So already I have Vaporeon, Flareon, I have Leafeon... And, like, I just keep going with the evolutions.
So the two I'm missing right now is Espeon and what's the psychic one?
Espeon's the psychic
one. Oh, Sombreon.
Umbreon. She's the dark one.
Sombreon.
Yeah, that's
did she hack into things?
That's the Overwatch crossover. Damn, I leaked it.
Did you get Sylveon?
That was coming out 2017.
That would be kind of dope.
She's so cute.
That's the easiest one to get. One of the easiest ones, yeah.
Where did you get her?
All it needs to do is... you have to just level up an Eevee that knows a fairy type move.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah. And it learns like cute eyes at level 9 or something like that.
Yep.
And then you just keep leveling it, you know, without giving it the other things it needs, and it'll become a Sylveon.
Yes.
There you go. And you, okay, I taught her something. I think you have more points. Shit.
I know.
Damn. Climbing through the ranks. Is that all you've been playing?
Yeah, because I've just been in Florida.
Single game bonus.
Yep.
The rest of these clowns were playing multiple games. What jackasses? That held you back in points. You think you spam games and you get more points? No, that's not how this works. Jessica takes the lead.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
She's just...
Favorite game.
Wow. Aaron, you've been on top for a very long time, Aaron. Does it really kind of crush you that she's...
No, I mean, being on top of a hollow castle makes no... makes no mind to me, sir.
What have I been playing? I've been playing the Overwatch update a lot. And we've talked that into the ground, so I'm not going to bring that one back up. What else have I been playing? GTA, still really good. I just need to get my crew going. I need my posse. Because it's lonely out there on servers where people just murder you for no reason all the time.
I'm sure there's reasons.
I swear. I'm at that point on that game where I don't even... shoot other people. Like, I just go up to them and I'll just kind of stand there and be like, hey, you want to play together? Okay.
You. Will you be my friend, please?
You shot me in the face. All right.
Hey, see, I can't.
Please, will you be my friend?
I can't just drop in with randos. Like,
you need a team?
I don't know. I can't build or make friends online. I already got that in real life.
Guy,
I've got friends in real life.
Guy?
No, because I've got friends in real life.
Oh.
And that's, you know, who I play with. So, I mean, you know, if they don't have the game, then I kind of do the single player type of thing or deal. But I don't know. I can't just be like, well, I'm going to get this game because I want to play the multiplayer and play with random guy number two. Like, no.
Random guy number three is super chill, though. But yeah. Random guy number four, he's an asshole.
See, and I don't know. You have a repertoire with the people that you already know. Why would you, you know, I don't know. We talked about this years ago. You buy systems with the people. I mean, like, your system's kind of based on who else has it and stuff like that.
Unless you're like us and you have some people who are on one system and some people who are on another system.
Our crew is fractured.
It's so fractured.
But whole.
I mean, because, I mean,
it's not crew. It's a time bomb.
I'm getting a steady Overwatch crew on the PS4, like, night after night almost. You know, got Katie, Noel, Steven, Jerry.
I would go back to playing it on there, but it frustrates the shit out of me because I seriously feel like I'm playing a game underwater, like trying to run underwater, like, you know, that feeling like where you're just or like walking up a snowy mountain. You take a step forward and you take two steps back. I feel just so gimped using a controller on that game. And then the next day I'll go back and play it on the PC and it's freedom. It's like running through a whispering meadow with birds singing. And a rainbow behind you.
That's something that PC people do, apparently.
It's
so good! I don't know.
I was going to ask why we aren't friends, but it's because you're not on PC.
Yeah, I'm on PlayStation 4. Yeah.
Wow.
I told you that.
Just to break it down in caveman. Console, bad. PC, good.
No.
That's just the way it is.
No, it's not.
You can't beat it. I'm going to take more points away from Aaron.
You can take all the points, sir. As many as you can muster.
That doesn't hurt your feelings?
Trust me, there's a...
Does Aaron have feelings?
I have.
Well, he cried once on the show. Just...
That's true, he did cry.
He did cry.
No. Guys. He sweated from his eyeballs. It was hot in here. His eyeballs were sweating. It happens all the time.
Go look at the video.
Somebody was cutting onions in the room.
So here's the thing. PlayStation 4, now that you guys brought it up, they all bought me a PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
So I can play video games, correct?
Yeah.
And then they do not play on the PlayStation 4.
No, that's not true. I play on the PlayStation 4.
So I'm like, all right. Web will get on, yeah, from time to time.
I'm sure they play some games on the PS4.
No, that Overwatch. I mean, our team is...
Overwatch is really a PC game.
Well, what I found is our Overwatch team is a defensive team.
Yeah, when we have to go on the attack.
When we have to go on the attack,
it falls apart so fast.
Yeah, but whenever we're on the defense, we'll defend the hell out of anything. We're Fort Knox.
We'll
nothing.
Defend the hell out of everything.
Yeah.
Give us something to defend. We'll do it.
Yeah. I don't even care what it is. Just
I don't
give
care.
Me
give me an acorn. Yeah. I'll defend an acorn.
Yeah, put it right there. Put it right there.
Put it right there. Nobody touches it. Over. Exactly. Right there.
And we're good. But as soon as it's like, oh, you're attacking.
It's free for all. Then we just all run in
then it's
one
just
at a time.
A bunch of glue eaters just running around shooting random stuff.
Glue eaters.
Yep.
Too real. Yep. Too real.
Brain bang.
Oh,
brain,
goodness gracious.
Bang. Brain bang. Brain.
I forgot the lyrics.
Yes, brain, yeah, that's bang, not a negative.
I love it. Bang, one of my brain, favorite things is when I get tweets.
Then we brain for our game.
Yeah, for our game.
I get tweets, Aaron. At least once a week, that says, "Thank you, Corey. The Brain Bang song is stuck in my head."
Well, when your mother,
you're reading that wrong. You're reading that wrong. It's God. Thanks, Corey. The Brain Bang song is stuck in my head. Not God. Thank you so much, Corey. Brain Bang song is stuck in my
head. You're
ignoring the
comma. That's what you're doing.
Next time, use an emoji.
Punctuation matters.
Yeah. Emojis matter. This week's Brain Bang question I asked courtesy of the I posted
Tostino's?
Yeah. It's courtesy of Tostino's Pizza Rolls. And it was asked on the NRG Twitter. So follow VGB on Twitter and then go follow NRG. I moved the Brain Bang questions over there. Basically the question was, with Assassin's Creed coming out soon, what's currently the very best video game movie adaptation of all time? Aaron, what do you think? Of all time.
I got an answer.
That's a tough one because they're all historically terrible.
Not Tomb Raider.
So
Angelina Jolie is perfect.
Yeah, they're all historically terrible.
You went there.
I love Tomb Raider. Like, as a kid watching those movies, I just wanted to be a badass so badly.
Mortal Kombat 1, done.
It was one of the options I put on there.
That's what I would go with.
I curated. I went through and I put what I kind of thought would be among the top up there, and that was one of them. What do you think, Webb? So we got Tomb Raider, Mortal Kombat 1.
I can't think of anything besides Tomb Raider. They're all bad. The only other video game movie I could think of is Prince of Persia, and that was horrible.
Resident Evil.
That was bad, too.
No, though. It was bad, but it was one.
It's bad acting.
We opened it up to the people, and there were some in there that didn't qualify. Like, I wasn't counting Pixels or Wreck-It Ralph.
Because like
those aren't actual
Scott
video
Pilgrim.
Games.
No,
and
yeah.
That was a comic book.
It's a loaded question is what it is.
So some people said Final Fantasy VII.
No, how dare they?
I didn't even know.
Advent Children?
I forgot about that.
Advent Children?
Oh, that was like an animated thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
There was another, there was another Final Fantasy that was CGI.
Yeah, that's what animated she was talking
well,
about.
Well, yeah, but it's not like a cartoon. It's like a...
Yeah, that's what I meant, though. Like 3D animation.
Oh, okay.
Someone said Doom. I think Doom was really good, though.
No, it was not.
With The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson,
that
and then
was
when it
horrible.
Went first-person mode?
That was even worse.
No, shut up. Are you serious?
Yes, that was terrible.
Get out of here. How are we friends? That was so good.
No, that was... God awful.
You know what movie I actually kind of liked? I know it's not after a video game, but the movie Gamer. Did you guys watch that?
Oh yeah, we did.
About like the weird like virtual reality, like they use people as
Gerard Butler.
Yeah. It's like a prison.
He's trying to like escape and
he's
like
give me control.
Liked that one. And Michael C. Hall was the villain, and he was terrifying.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
So going to the results, 17% said other, and I read a few of them. There's a lot of ironic votes for Mario Brothers.
Oh, yeah. Because I was going to say that at first. I was going to be like, yeah, Mario Brothers.
Another legit one that I think was good, maybe not for all demographics, but Pokemon, the first movie.
Okay.
Oh, that's
okay.
Right.
If you're going with...
That counts.
I could see that.
That counts, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say that one counts, yes.
Next, with 20% of the vote, Resident Evil 1.
Thank God that didn't win.
That was a good movie, though. The first one. I didn't put the franchise.
No.
Number one, where it took place in the mansion, was kind of scary.
Nope.
Mila Jovovich was not super OP yet, where she could kill you with her thoughts.
It was still dumb. Because Resident Evil, for the small story that it does have from the beginning, they could have just took that and then, you know, made it super over-the-top creepy. Really personal, not a whole bunch of action type of stuff in a mansion.
They need to make Resident Evil 4 a movie.
Oh, yeah, like that'd just, well, one. Yeah.
It probably wasn't out yet when they
It definitely
made
wasn't.
Movies,
but, you know.
It was Silent Hill ever a movie?
Yes, it was.
Silent
yes,
Hill. That was creepy as hell.
Yeah, it was a pretty good one as well.
Is that on the list?
People mentioned it.
It wasn't to me.
You just mentioned it in chat.
Yeah, I feel like because it was just one and done, and I don't think it was a very big hit, you know, and I went Resident Evil instead. I didn't want to put two horror
They didn't
ones.
Do two Silent Hill movies?
I think they did,
they
but it
did,
was a straight-to-video.
If
it
they
like
did,
a,
it, yeah, it was starring.
The one that I keep thinking about is The Hills Have Eyes, and I know that's not the same thing.
No.
You don't want that game.
The Silent Hills.
You don't want that game.
I watched that drunk, and that was scary as hell.
The Silent Hills Have Eyes. I just had to get that out there. With 22% of the vote coming in at second place, Mortal Kombat 1.
Lies. It was the best one. Like it,
your soul is mine.
Yeah, it was good from the beginning to the end. Like there.
Well, was it good? I mean, it was pretty cheesy. Watching it again, I don't think it stood the test of time.
Well, I really only really liked it because Johnny Cage was my favorite character, and
it's $100 pair of sunglasses.
He stole the show. He beat all the most difficult fighters.
They really did put him through the ringer.
Yeah,
didn't he fight?
He fought Scorpion.
Scorpion
he
in
fought
the
Goro.
Yeah,
like he fought the hardest people. And still came out on top. And then in part two, they just ruined the whole franchise.
Yeah. Well, that was number two. I agree. It was a good movie. I liked it. But number one, 41% of the vote, my personal choice, Warcraft.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about
that. Oh, Warcraft. That's right. That was the thing.
I've watched that recently.
I haven't seen it. I saw the CinemaSins of it.
It was gorgeous. It was a gorgeous movie. The cinematography, the costuming, the set design. But the ending, like... Maybe it's because I don't know the lore, but I was
Was he dead the whole time?
No.
No.
It was so open-ended. Like, there was not any closure at all.
Because they want sequels. That's why.
Yeah, but, like, not even a little closure. Like, literally, I've never in a movie been left going, what?
I mean, it's just me thinking here, which could be dangerous.
It's very dangerous.
But you know, Warcraft was based off of the original Warcraft, and it's not World of Warcraft yet. Like, they're still opening it up to that. And I think what upset people about the first movie will be completely made up to them in the next one. Because even though it was open-ended, it made me think, like, oh, I actually want to see what happens next.
I was left like, what the shit? I want a conclusion. Like, I was thinking, I literally was thinking, because this is the first time I've ever been exposed to anything, like, Warcraft-related. Like, is this something in the game that I didn't get? Because that's unfair. Dang it.
It's because it's an open-world game, so they left the movie open-ended.
But honestly, it was better than I thought it would be. I just was so disappointed that there was no ending, really.
Yoshi Okun says the Van Damme Street Fighter movie is great for all the wrong reasons.
It is a good movie.
Yeah.
Rotten Tomatoes gave Warcraft a 28%.
That's so unjust.
Wow.
28 tomatoes.
Because it didn't... I mean, the main guy in Warcraft was really great. I feel like I've never seen him in any other movie, but I liked him a lot.
Which guy? The main guy?
Like, the hero guy.
The warrior?
Yeah.
That's... have you seen Vikings?
No.
That's Ragnar Lothbrok.
Yeah, I liked him a lot.
He's like the main character of Vikings, and he basically played the same character.
Yeah.
It was pretty... It's like he might be pigeonholed to like
he's
one
like, that's what you do.
Personality type. But yeah, it was great.
I liked him a lot.
So that was Brain Bang. I have to say, while we're on it real quick, the energy thing. They're doing this giant 12 Days of Christmas thing. Each day we're giving away a gift giveaway. Like, yeah, yesterday it was 12 codes for CSGO. Today it's 11 codes for Rocket League. So if you're hearing this the day it came out, if you go to NRGGG, you click the posted pinned tweet, you follow that link, fill out the stuff, and you can do things and you get points, and we're pulling each day, and it's going to get better and better as they go. And there's going to be a giant bonus if we can get hit our goal. So basically we want to hit 50K on that account. And when we hit 50K, we are going to release the hounds on like the coolest giveaway we could have come up with. So I'm super stoked about that. And in awesome VGB news, two VGB listeners actually won in today's contest.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are they in the room now?
I don't know. It was a game set match.
Oh, okay.
And Christopher Ball.
Nice.
Congratulations, congrats, gentlemen. Guys.
They both won. And when I saw their names, I was so happy. When their names popped up, because a lot of people entered the thing. You know, the odds of it being too VGB faithful were terrible, but it happened. So VGB luck is running high. If you're listening to this, go fill out the forms. Do the thing you got to do.
There are forms?
Yeah, well, it's like...
Yeah, it's Social Security, it's, mother's my
yeah,
name.
Yeah, all I
say,
need
that's
is,
a lot of...
just put in your credit card.
A lot of red tape.
So easy. No. It's called Gleam. Usually we do these follow retweet things, but now we're doing it like... I see you, LB, in chat, and I don't think that's funny.
What did she put?
She just put
rigged.
Oh. I was going to say it, and I didn't want to open that can. Yep.
Someone opened the can, but and now it had to be LB.
It's one of our other sponsors.
Yeah.
LB or Rigged?
Rigged, both.
Rigged.com.
Might as well, Rigged.com.
Rigged by LB.
Trademark Rigged.
So go there. Do it. All right, what's next?
Web slinging the news.
Wasn't racist this time, so that's good.
That's the best one. That's the one that, like, I think that I was voting for.
And we had a better one.
What was the other one that we used?
I don't know. I keep freaking forgetting
to
go
back
and find
it.
Well, I think that one was pretty damn good.
That one was good.
That one was really good.
It was better than the first time. The butts.
I think that one wins. Like. To be honest,
you just have that on a.
That's a soundboard.
Every time I get a text message,
so many buts, but
this is what happens
the whole time.
Should be
the whole thing.
What do we got, Webb? What's
in
the news? Let's skip that first one.
Yeah, I skipped the first one. We already talked about that. So
wait, what was the first one?
Not important. And we talked about the second one, so not important.
Wait, what was the second
one? No, the second one we didn't talk about.
Yeah, we did.
We talked about the Pokemon Go update, but we didn't talk about the eggs. Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah.
So a Reddit user has been studying tirelessly.
Good Lord.
The Pokemon Go and what eggs you need to hatch in order to get the new
Pokemans.
Because they're specific eggs. And I noticed now they're different colors, too. So, like, the 2K, they're, like, white and green. The 5K, they're, like, more of, like, a yellowish green.
And the little baby Pokemon you can only get by hatching.
Only get. Racism. Any of the Gen 2 right now.
Yep.
You can only give him hatching.
Racism. Pichu, I need you in my life, Pichu.
So, we have, like, Igglybuff and Cleffa.
Excuse me?
They're so cute.
Igglybuff. And Igglybuff. Cleffa.
It's like the
Cleffa?
The baby Jigglypuff.
Yeah.
And then Wigglytuff.
Okay.
they take the least time to hatch. They're found in the eggs that just need to be walked over 2 kilometers. Pichu, Togepi live inside the 5 kilometer eggs, while Smoochum, Elekid, and Magby need 10 kilometers to hatch. There is a what's it called?
I had to look up Smoochum. What does that turn into?
What's her name? Nicki Minaj.
Oh, Jinx.
Oh, is that what her name is?
Well, yes, yeah, Nicki. Jinx. Yeah, yeah.
Thought it was Nicki.
Smoochum. Yeah. So there's a chart. If you search for her, I'll put the link in chat. But if you search for a Pokemon egg chart, you'll be able to find it, and it has all of them in there, including some of the Gen 1 Pokemons that you can hatch from eggs.
So how many in all are in this game now?
Well, they didn't release all of Gen 2.
No, okay. So
just the babies of things that already existed.
Well, so 149, it looks like, is what it's saying.
Is Togepi just its own thing?
No, that's just because that's all you've seen. You've only seen up to 149, because there's 150 original ones.
But I haven't seen, like... These are all just numbers.
Right. There's all numbers, but you've seen past them. You have a Tauros. So Tauros is what level? Well, let's skip that because I can't count right now.
Okay.
You've seen an Onyx. So therefore, you see 88 already there. And Onyx is 95. It makes sense there.
So does Togepi evolve into anything, or is he just his own thing? Is he a baby forever?
Togepi, was...
It turns into a toga chick?
Yeah, right.
It looks basically like an ostrich.
Yeah.
It's pretty underwhelming. Just leave it as
Togepi's
a Togepi.
Togepi's the cutest. This little diaper egg thing. He's so cute.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I just collected Pokemon cards literally for the cute ones when I was a kid.
That's it? Did you ever play the game?
Nope.
I just collected
the
cards.
Cute ones.
You're not the only person I've ever heard to say that. My wife did too.
Because the cards were awesome, and I collected all the cute ones.
I tried to explain it to my wife. She's like, I really don't care.
My favorite one was Ditto, because Ditto could be anything it wanted to.
Yeah.
Dreams do come true.
Wow.
My wife hates and hated Pokemon.
What?
She does play Pokemon Go, but... so that's pretty strange. And it's like, it's kind of cute because, like, this is common knowledge. Like, what does a Pikachu turn into? Everyone just knows these things.
Raichu.
And exactly. It's just like part of our generation. Everyone knows Pokemon.
Yeah.
She hated it, avoided it like the plague. But now I'm like a guru of Pokemon knowledge.
Wow.
It's amazing. Like, I've never felt so useful around the house. She's asking me,
what Pikachu does this turn into?
Can't open any jars, but if you ask him a Pokemon question.
Pikachu. Can we talk about how Pikachu has a little Santa hat?
Now, that's a time thing, right?
Yeah, I think it's only for Christmas.
Okay.
Does the Pikachu I already have a Christmas hat, or can I catch a special?
I think Santa Pikachu. It's a Santa-chu. But I don't know if it, like, goes in a separate little slot. Like, does it go in a separate little slot?
The hat has its own
Pokedex?
Oh, probably. I don't know. Good question.
Does it just disappear after Christmas time?
I think it just disappears.
Is there no point in catching him?
Probably there is not. Probably not, yeah.
Damn.
Way to let her down easy.
There you go.
No, also, hey, you know what? She won a fictional game.
Santa
so
is
she
also
has
not
some
real, by the
confidence
way.
Confidence to burn. Yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah.
Wait, did you just call?
I hope Santa's not real, because that's Santa I met.
What you playing, a fictional game?
The point system, yes.
I'll concur.
This is why you guys fail at the game.
This is why democracy wins.
This is why you guys fail at the game. We've been playing this game, Aaron, for almost 4 years now. And you still don't believe in it?
Listen to the very first episodes and see if there was a point system.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Santa Claus, Aaron. Everybody knows.
Just said it was real.
Everybody understands that Santa may or may not be real.
There's no may or may not.
And it's a little appropriate.
But we know that the feeling he gives you on Christmas morning.
Oh.
No. Yep. See? Nope.
We know that when you're asleep and Santa sneaks into your room and
I don't know what Christmas you had.
Drinks sheer milk and eats your cookies.
Do you have a different Santa when you were a kid?
It's the same one I talked to, actually.
Santa does this to everyone, right?
Nope.
He goes into your bedroom. He whispers into your ear.
Sweet nothings.
Sweet nothings about
this will all be over soon.
Can you keep dreams?
Says.
Yeah.
No, he says this will all be over soon.
And I know what gifts you were getting from Santa, but
and then he spoons you for like 15 minutes, and then breaks out of your window.
Huh.
No.
Leaves yogurt in your bed.
Oh God.
Usually wasn't even around Christmas time,
too
which
much.
Was really cool. It could happen any time of the year.
Good old Uncle Santa.
Uncle Santa. Right? Oh man, this took a turn for the worst.
Yeah, dark.
Moving
this got
right
dark
along.
Really fast.
Don't tell your kids they're Santa people. Let them know you did it. You worked hard.
I know. See, look at someone in chat. Conqueror Mark says he could confirm that's what Santa does. Yeah.
I was literally the kid that like compared handwriting on presents and figured out at a very young age that Santa was my mom.
I figured it all was fake all at once.
They never
like,
said
I found
Santa
one.
Santa was never brought up in my house.
You had no Santa?
Well, let's see. We're not
was
gonna,
it because he was white?
Yeah, basically. We're not going to have a fat white guy taking the credit for my mother. My mom was like, no, I bought this stuff. That's what you got.
I found out one. I forgot which one it was that was first. It was either Tooth Fairy or Santa. And then I go, whoa, wait. So the next thing you're going to tell me is that there's no Easter Bunny. And my parents are like, well, and it all came crashing down.
See, I think I'll
and then
be creative.
I turned 28.
I think
and
I'll
it was, yeah. 27 is the worst year
I'll
of
be,
my life.
I'm going to be really creative. I'm just going to tell them there was a giant war, and it's going to be awesome. Santa, all of them.
So Santa
died? Damn.
There was yes. a giant war. Wait, that he died?
And oh, yeah, they all died Santa? In the war. They all died in the war.
So you got to experience. Oh, no, you didn't get to experience it. Never mind.
No.
I think I was one of those shitty kids who found out pretty early that Santa was fake, but I just kept buying into it in hopes I was getting better gifts. I was like, yeah, Mom, Santa's coming.
Yeah, it's like, oh, crap, we got to give him a better gift. So he doesn't
I know
say
you guys can't afford it, but maybe Santa can afford it.
I would just be like, nope, Santa's broke too.
Yeah, Santa's.
Oddly enough, there's a recession in the North Pole.
Elves are on strike.
Yeah.
So.
Sorry. The depression just hit the North Pole, everybody.
Oh,
do we have any other news stories, or are we going to get into our feature, our special feature?
Let's skip the news stories. We'll go into the feature.
All right. So if you guys listen to the Christmas show, not only is it fun because, you know, I get super drunk, but it's also we're proving a point here. We go through, we poll all of the people in our VGB family, pro gamers. We got lists from YouTube personalities, special guests from the show. And we ask everyone, what was your top 15 video games of the year? We take all of their answers. We weigh them accordingly using the flawless Mario Kart system. David Ng gives me the results, and then we count down the top 15 video games collectively of the year. That's all fine and dandy. If you want to listen to that, I recommend it. I don't think you'll be surprised by the results, honestly. But now what we do is let's go over the worst games of 2016, because we had some good games, but there's also some pretty bad games. Where did this list come from?
This list came from GameSpur.
Okay.
All right.
Seems
legit.
Yeah. Seems legit.
GameSpur.
There's going to be confrontation on at least one of these.
So
I know.
Do these games overlap with the other list?
Probably.
No. Actually.
There's not one game that's on that list that's on our list.
There's two that made it into the top 16.
Okay.
All right, what do we got? Yeah.
All right, so number 5, Homefront: The Revolution.
Ooh. You know what?
I feel like I didn't even hear about that.
Exactly. You know why? Because they took a game that was an original, you know, game. Like, it wasn't anything special, and was like, let's just make another one.
Homefront was all campaign, right? The original one was like heavily campaign focused.
I thought, but they had multiplayer on it, didn't it? I thought it had a little bit of multiplayer because I thought it had a beta for the multiplayer. Or was it Homefront 2 that had the beta?
Maybe it was the Homefront 2 that had the beta, and Homefront, I think it was just campaign. If it was multiplayer, then it was like co-op.
The only thing I can describe, I mean, Homefront as a series now, the only way to describe it is just forgettable. Like, it just wasn't anything that was just...
Like, when you say Homefront, I think it was like a TV show or something.
Yeah.
Well, the premise of it is very much like that movie Red Dawn.
Yeah, where Korea invades or whatever.
Yeah, Korea invades and you're trying to fight them back.
Yeah.
I remember that was kind of the selling point, too, because a lot of the games that were coming out that at that time and years before were always like... We're fighting in Russia, taking out the Russians, or we're going to Mexico and we're going to kill the Mexicans, or we're going to do this. That was a game.
Yeah.
He said, it's not me. I didn't quote that.
That was a game.
Hey,
that was
a game.
Hey. It was a game. It was huge.
It was one of those Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon, I think it was. Advanced Warfighter.
Yeah, the first. Yeah.
You go to Mexico.
The first level was Mexico, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like that's the least likely country.
Let's go kill those Mexicans.
You guys start out with the small drug lords and work your way up.
And I think the first Homefront, you were more of a soldier, and the second one, you were more of like a civilian turned soldier.
I would hate to be a civilian in a video game. Be like, what is going on?
Well,
you just don't get hit by a bullet. I can't do anything but keep pushing this cart.
Not really civilian, but kind of like guerrilla warfare type of thing. Like, this is our land.
What time frame is it?
Closely
modern.
It's modern, yeah.
Modern.
Yeah, so like tomorrow.
So it was pretty surreal playing Homefront, and then you're fighting in American locations.
Yeah. Are there like landmarks?
Seeing it all war-torn.
But see, yeah.
Is it all real stuff?
I never got to play the thing. But I would guess if they wanted to do something like that, that's the best route to go.
Like, could you fight in Sacramento?
No. That'd be the shortest fight ever.
That would be cool. How cool would it be to have a video game like of real towns?
I say that's what they should have done.
America.
The next iteration of Grand Theft Auto should have been every capital.
You can play in your neighborhood.
Just use Google Maps.
Literally.
Yeah.
Just use Google Maps.
How cool would that be?
Yeah.
They did that
you
with...
Shoot your neighbor's cat. The one that keeps peeing on your porch.
Called,
sounds like you have a ulterior motive here. Right?
No, I'm joking. I love cats.
Midtown Madness, I think, did that.
Yeah.
Midtown Madness was a game
on
I
the
played
Xbox.
I played on the PC.
Oh, you played on the PC. I played it on the Xbox. And
they did it with San Francisco, I think.
Yeah, there was San Francisco. There was
it like building
Paris?
By building?
It was exact. It was like GPS. Yeah, like they kind of used the same. And I remember playing that game. Like, this is freaking crazy how they mapped out the city. It wasn't the best graphics, of course. But they had like GPS for a racing game. And it was just... You were in San Francisco.
But I want it like detailed and
pretty. Oh, yeah.
Pretty
this is,
and
yeah, no, this was ugly. Yeah. This thing was ugly as all could be. But I played that game for hours. I remember playing that game for the longest.
Because you can get different cars and stuff.
Yep. Yeah. And then I looked up codes to where when you honk the horn, it shot out trash cans. Or shot out mailboxes. And I would just like hit people on the sidewalk with mailboxes.
Is that the one where you could plug in the joystick? Or the like the thing that actually... Is like a shifter,
probably.
Shift?
Could be.
It's the thing that made me want to get a racing wheel for my Nintendo 64. And
did
I remember
you play it on the 64?
No, I played that on the PC.
Okay.
But I wanted it. I had a 64, so I wanted a racing wheel on that because I wanted to play Lego Racers with my racing wheel.
With your racing wheel.
Yes. All
right.
You
so
hardcore.
Number five, we have Homefront. What do we got for number four?
Number four is Mirror's Edge Catalyst.
Really?
Aww, yeah.
It didn't make very many top lists for sure. It didn't make our top, did it?
It
I didn't
did
even
it.
Know there was a sequel. Damn.
It was just an art project. It's all it was. I remember when they first started hyping it. You know, a video game usually will come out and they'll give you this awesome trailer and they'll be like, yeah, more guns and heads will pop off this much faster than they did in the last one, and you know, we have this much of an open world for you to explore. This one was just like a couple of French people and they're like, we wanted to make it look like a painting. We wanted her clothes to reflect that of a woman who is a modern woman.
That's actually super accurate to what the...
was he French as well?
Yeah, he was French.
It was
the whole French
Ubisoft. I remember
it
because I sat through the Montreal. Whole damn thing. It was like 15 minutes of that.
Yeah.
Is that what that's what they said too?
No, that's not what they said. It was just saying... hang on, I moved on to the next one. Let me go back. That it was supposed to be what it was what the original wasn't. deep gameplay experience beyond a good story set in an interesting dystopian location. Once again, instead, Catalyst failed to offer deep gameplay mechanics and resulted in a pretty weak open-world game, somehow striving to be in the likes of productions like Dying Light and Far Cry, with crazy NPC and side missions requiring to move from point A to point B.
How did the first one do?
It did pretty well. I mean, it was popular. I remember selling quite a few.
Well, because it was a new thing.
It was a new...
We hadn't like seen it before type of
parkour deal. Parkour kind of thing. Because I remember when I was playing Dying Light and I streamed it once, somebody was saying like, oh, it's kind of like Mirror's Edge with the parkour moves and stuff like that.
And I think if you see something that you've seen before and it didn't blow you away the first time, it's not going to blow you away the second time.
Exactly.
What do we got next? Number 3.
All right. So before I go to number 3, I need to clarify that this list is the worst / most disappointing games.
Okay.
All right. Number 3 is Street Fighter V.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
That's right.
Get the F out.
What's the reasoning?
I hope you heard that one. Because it wasn't a game.
Cut it out.
It was an app. That's what it was.
It came out on your phone, literally.
No,
basically.
He's lying.
So it came out as half. Even at the when we did SAC.
Let me explain it.
When we went to SAC Gamers Expo, when we went to SAC Gamers Expo, we brought up the list as well. And when Street Fighter came up, the same sentiments that I said when we said the list before came up from the audience, not even me.
Oh,
from the audience.
No, here's what happened.
Justin, I heard a bunch of
boo. This is fact. This is 100% fact. When the game launched, it was kind of shaky, but that's just video games in 2016, 2015. It didn't have all of the features that it was promised, but they said they were going to be coming in they would be updated in a few months. Here's why it's okay.
Oh, God.
What was the analogy that you used?
The analogy I used was you go to a restaurant and you order a burger, and they bring you out the patty and says, "We're not ready with the buns yet. We'll bring it out to you later."
But
we will bring it out to you.
Here's the thing.
Just enjoy that patty.
Let's say at that restaurant. Let's say
an hour later.
Let's say at that restaurant.
You're done with the patty.
There's starving people at this restaurant, and they're like, "Just give. I'll take it now. Just bring it later. Bring the rest later.
Don't put that in.
Yeah.
No. The analogy would be the manager's like, "You need to get that burger out now. You need to hurry up and get that burger out to those people now." That's what the analogy is. It's not the people were starving.
No,
and they
but
needed
I'm saying there's some of the people in that restaurant wanted it.
Yeah, but it's not their call.
It should be. And here's the other thing.
How many people wanted Diablo 3? And Blizzard said, no,
did
not
Diablo
until it's ready.
Diablo 3 have like a giant esports community that was getting ready for a year-long tournament?
That's no. Stop that.
Yeah.
This was fun to watch.
The competitive Street Fighter players were begging to get that game as soon as possible because they had to stay on track with the Capcom.
They have no pull.
Hardcores were totally fine with
it.
They
have
mechanics,
no pull.
The game is solid. The mechanics are amazing. The game plays like a dream.
Top brass added wanted that
say
game
say what you
out.
Will. The game plays like a
That's
dream.
That's what it was.
It's not a disappointment. Let's go on to the next one because I'm getting angry.
Number 2 is Umbrella Corps.
God, that Resident Evil thing?
Yeah.
That was a thing?
Yeah,
literally, another one that I haven't heard
like
of.
It was like a shooter. Like, I think it had no terror aspects to it. I think it was just an action shooter.
Action shooter.
Oh, no, I'm thinking Raccoon City. And that was a few years ago. Sorry, I'm mistaken.
I don't know what Umbrella Corps is.
What's number 1?
Number 1, No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
Well deserved.
Fair.
Well deserved. Yeah.
Yeah.
I even spent money on that BS, and I'm still
playing it. That is what is the most shocking to me. If we go through 2016, what is the most shocking? It's Aaron bought No Man's Sky.
Half price.
Everything
off,
else
though.
Pales
half
to
off,
comparison.
Though. It was half off, so. I mean,
yeah, but that's how sales get you. They're like, hey, 25% off, but you're still spending money.
I think what it was it's half off, and they had an update.
Yeah.
So it was a small
was it worth
update.
The money?
No. No, I still should have held out. I still should have held out.
It's called an investment, Aaron, and it'll all be worth it in the end.
Okay, are you playing Street Fighter V still?
Yep. Played just last Tuesday.
Didn't hear that on what you're playing.
It's going to be a real Street Fight right now.
I wanted the one game bonus.
Oh, okay.
That's how come I am and will forever be
You got
the
negative
most dominant
game bonus
champion.
For playing a game that hit on the worst list.
Wow. Well, thank you, Jessica, for joining us for the time you did. And our relationship is not over, no matter how hard you try.
I'm not gone forever.
You're not gone forever. I'd still like to have you as a featured guest talking about the comic books. We kind of neglected our comic book segment for a little while.
That's my fault.
Well, you've been busy. You got to move.
Yep. So, and finals.
And finals.
She tests herself.
What? I test myself?
Yeah. That's what you do, right? You just give yourself. What?
You remember that? Somebody asked you. Remember? You said that you had a final.
She's like, no, she said, I have
that's right. And
she's
like,
I have a quiz tomorrow. Like, you quiz yourself?
Like, no, I have classes.
The weirdest. I still don't understand how they came to that conclusion.
They don't know the concept.
Yeah,
of school.
I'm giving myself a final because I hate myself.
Yeah. There you go.
What's the plan? So you're going to you're not going to L.A. necessarily, right? You're going to Orange County?
Nope, Orange County.
The O.C.
Going to be frequenting.
Oh, you're going to be on
Disneyland.
That TV show. The O.C.
You guys are going to have to come to Disneyland.
The show's been over for years.
Has it?
That
maybe
wasn't
it's a
the
resurgent.
Motivation to move, I guarantee.
I think it was.
Maybe
a little
resurgence.
Bit.
You wouldn't watch the O.C. with nothing but cosplayers?
I would.
O.C. Yeah. Cosplayers. O.C.C.
Yeah.
O.C.C.
Let's call up
Orange County Choppers.
Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah, it's already copyrighted. You're going to get sued.
Do you have a favorite Jessica moment, Aaron? I do, but I don't think we can't talk about it on the show.
Okay. So then what?
That's awkward.
I mean, mine we can't talk about. I wanted to see if you had one.
Oh, not that.
Damn, guys.
No. I have one. I'm just trying to remember what the scenario was. Probably, like, the funniest ones was she didn't hold back on calling out shit. Like, she was the one out of everybody that kept harping on the I wish it'd be you someday.
Well, that matches.
Event.
Oh, I'm looking forward to someone who doesn't remember everything.
I remember. I'm an elephant.
That's the thing, is that you would pull things from, like, 4 weeks ago. The rest of us forgot about it, and you're like, boom!
My favorite moment was last week after the show. I have to say that was one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
Another really close one was, I'm spacing on it. Remind me.
It was that one time.
It was that one time.
Yeah.
Things happened.
Shit, what was it? I think I drank too much last week.
Probably killed a couple of brain cells.
Was that the hooker thing?
No.
Was it the hooker thing? Jeez.
LB said, oh, that's what it was. That was my favorite, is the, but there's no hookers in it.
There's no hookers in it, yes.
LB says the butt song.
Yep.
The butt song was great.
Phil Collins hype man says don't melt any Santas when you go down there.
Oh, jeez.
So disgusting.
Try not to. God.
So disgusting. I will be out next week. I don't know. Will I talk to the public before New Year's?
I don't know. Will you?
I don't know your schedule.
Well, I thought we had a schedule, though. When am I back? I'm back Monday. Oh, so are we doing a show next Wednesday?
I don't see why not.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
We're in the clear. All right. So if you were scared you weren't going to get any more Corey till the end of the year, you're going to get a whole lot more Corey.
Christmas is on like a Sunday.
Christmas is a Sunday.
You got plenty time to recoup.
Yeah, this is it. Christmas. So guys, have a good Christmas. I hope Santa brings you everything you want.
It's not this Sunday.
It's not this Sunday. We just said we're going to have a show
on
Wednesday.
Sunday.
Oh, really?
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Do you not know calendars?
I don't know calendars.
He doesn't, because I told him to put his schedule on the calendar like a week ago, and he still hasn't. That's why I don't know when you're gone.
So I don't do calendars.
I don't do calendars. That's why.
You and
they're
Kanye.
They're archaic technology.
Written ones are. Mind ones are. Those are archaic.
All right, so that's it. I just don't want it to end. Can you tell I'm dragging it?
Yeah, clearly.
Because you keep
like, to the
restarting
grave.
The song.
I keep restarting the theme song because this is like...
Well, this young lady has to take it.
No, I don't. I figure she if we just... If we keep playing the theme song...
I'll never leave.
Forever and ever.
She'll live on the streets.
No, seriously, like, I love you guys so much. And this has been so fun.
It's been a blast.
I'm not leaving forever. I'll still Skype in. I'll still be in chat. Watching you guys make fools of yourselves.
I always tell people that leave cities and stuff. I'm like, as long as you're on Earth, you're not far away.
No.
We got the
not
social media.
In this day and age.
Social media. Yeah.
We'll start moving to the moon.
I assume you're going to keep Twitch streaming?
Yes, I will, as soon as my desk is all set up.
Twitch.tv/Maid of Might. You can follow her on Instagram at Maid of Might, Twitter at Maid of Might with underscores.
Yes.
Friendster at, oddly enough, Superman's girlfriend.
Red Lantern.
The Red Lantern. You know what? Yeah,
this Gondo is the thing the that brought you thing. Guys together. Gondo? I remember on our first show, you guys went ham on this lantern Supergirl thing.
The first show that we actually did, or the first show that she was supposed to be here?
That was my worst memory of Jessica. I can't believe she even hung out with us after that. Embarrassment.
No. That was an embarrassment?
The first time she showed up, my computer busted.
Yeah, that
was an embarrassment.
We've had the computer bust before, like
so many times.
In front of a guest who was our first time in the studio? Embarrassing.
Pokemon Go hunting was fun.
Yeah, that was fun too.
For David Webb, Aaron Carter, Corey Vincent, and the wonderful Jessica Maid of Might, you guys have a great weekend, and you've just been banged.